Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the headlines out there are that the United States faces an Argentina-style devaluation of the dollar. I hope that's not the case, but for years we've explained the bankers would implode their banking Ponzi scheme, then get tens of trillions more of the people in debt by saying they had to be bailed out, then using that money to loan it back to the governments. That's right. We give them our money, and then we pay them interest to get our own money back. And that's what's happened. $23.7 trillion, that number is almost 2 months old. It's over $2 trillion a month and counting, so that was a month and a half ago. It was 23.7. Close to $28 trillion, I predict, next time the number comes out. And back when it was $13 trillion, I was predicting it would be $16 trillion, and it came out, it was $18 trillion. When it was $18 trillion and 0.7, I was predicting it would be $22 trillion, and it was $23.7 trillion. So it's probably, when it comes out, going to be $28 trillion or more. Because every two months or so, the numbers come out, and we're set to get them again in the next few weeks. And then Obama, as things implode, are going to say, see, we got to have an emergency reorganization, NORTHCOM standing by, and don't riot in the streets because the flu's bad, and we got to have you for quarantines. They've got all that in place in case they need it. And they could stage terror attacks. That's why Charlie Sheen's done 20 minutes with the president. As a way for the public to read it, and Charlie saying, I want this meeting with the president. And here are the facts. But that's only salvo one. There's the interviews coming up with Charlie Sheen, including live interviews, Wednesday, that's tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. The video interview we take is Thursday, world exclusive, right here. And it's, he really turns the heat up in that interview. Look at this article, Barack Obama accused of making depression mistakes, London Telegraph. They haven't made mistakes, this is all by design. They're getting ready to blame him like he's Herbert Hoover. And we say that in the Obama deception, that he's being built up to godlike status to be destroyed. People laughed at me when that came out in March, what, six months ago. Now people aren't laughing. And think of the next messianic leader they're going to bring in, some phony right-winger. And then, boy, the Republicans are going to think they've had a big victory. The Republican grassroots are going to think this person's the savior, and they're going to be even worse. And then an even more evil Democrat will come after that. It's the same paradigm, the same program. In particular, the authors and economist Charles Rowley of George Mason University said it is also not impossible the U.S. will experience the kind of economic collapse at first third world status experienced by Argentina under the National Socialist government of Juan Perón. I mean, that's the type of news and information we've got. We told you about this, and oh, don't fearmonger. Oh, you know, the banks can print and issue $23.7 trillion. It's no problem. No, that money is now going out into the economy, and it is devaluing it. Ladies and gentlemen, and the globalists are buying real assets with it before it's devalued. And then once it hits the street, see, so they get us coming and going. They get all our money, loan it back to us in interest, and then when it implodes the currency, they've already bought into real assets and commodities. And that's why, after Lindsey Williams' prediction in Bilderberg Group was the intel we had, they were going to lower it, then jack it back up. It's now happening. He said for at least a year it would be low. Now that year is over. We see gold going up. We see oil going up. We see every major commodity going up. And then I see all over national news, they say, oh, yes, it's not an oxymoron to have a growing economy and to be in a boom. We're going out of the recession, but to have fewer jobs and more people in soup lines and on unemployment. Yes, a jobless recovery. This is the type of crap that is fed to the American people and people of the world. And so unless we bring the bankers to justice and abolish the Fed, nationalize it, unless we identify who the New World Order are, a banking cabal engaged in a corporate takeover, it's over. So we've got to get real issues on the plate. And that's what this 20 minutes with the president does. And that's just the opening salvo. So again, I'm asking all of you to get 20 minutes with the president and email it to your entire local media, newspapers, TV, radio, to hand out copies of it, to call the White House with it, to call Congress, to call congressmen with it, to send it out to everybody. Okay? It is so vitally important, and it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. I'm going to read 20 minutes with the president on air, and then later, not yet, I'm going to open the phones up.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles, laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health, good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists orchestrate the military crises, the terror crises, the economic crises, the health crises on record. They've been caught over and over again. And they bring it all to a head in a massive period of change. They're now going to try to set up the open bank of the world after they implode our economy and the dollar. They're now looking like they're going to go ahead and do it in the fall or winter. That's all over mainstream news today. It's all up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to link through to it and find it all in one spot. They are moving on every front, and we believe they're going to stage terror attacks unless we expose it. And that's the main reason Charlie Sheen has gone public with his 20 minutes with the president, written as if he met with him so people will then go and read the article and see why Charlie wants to meet with him and the evidence he'd like to present. Because he does want to have a meeting with the president, and he's asking other people to go public. And a lot more is coming up throughout the week. I'm going to read 20 minutes with the president coming up here in just a few minutes. But before I do that, a lot of people requested this, so I'm just going to air about 10 minutes of it, and I'm going to read 20 minutes with the president, then get into all the economic news and open the phones up. But I want to go ahead and just play a little bit of that first interview from April of 2006. We played one of the CNN clips earlier. Here is part of that interview from PrisonPlanet.tv with Charlie Sheen. They've got a lot of people emailing me saying this isn't even Charlie Sheen in the letter, and that Charlie Sheen has never been on this show. There's a lot of disinfo going on out there. Yes, Charlie Sheen's been on the show. So has Willie Nelson. So has Jesse Ventura, all these other people. Yes, he's a 9/11 truther. Yes, this is huge, and I'm going to explain why it's huge after we air a few minutes of this. Here it is. He's been in over 65 major motion pictures, produced them, written them, from Platoon to Red Dawn, one of my favorites. And, of course, TV shows like Spin City. Right now he's the major star on the CBS program Two and a Half Men. And he's got several new movies coming out this year and next year. And when I got a chance to talk to Charlie Sheen, I was just amazed, because I've talked to a lot of other big Hollywood people. We've got a few of them on this show. And, you know, they call me up sometimes, say, hey, you're doing a great job, or I'm buying 50 copies of your video. And I'm like, no, here, just take it. And but they're not as informed, I have to be honest, as Charlie Sheen. I mean, I talked to this guy like an hour and a half yesterday, and he just really knows what's going on the planet today. But that shouldn't surprise me. His father, Martin Sheen, has been on the front lines, as Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. And, of course, has been proven right time and time again. It was his father in the days leading up to the war that was the most vocal spokesman in America against this disastrous conflict. And everything he said has now come true. And, of course, Charlie Sheen and his brother are also activists in their own right. And we are just incredibly honored to have Charlie Sheen on with us for the balance of this hour. Mr. Sheen, good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Alex. How are you?
I'm great. Mr. Sheen, you have some questions about the official 9/11 story, and we got hooked up because we both mutually have been looking into that. And I want to just, I guess, start by what happened on 9/11, what your instincts told you, and really just go from there.
Well, it was interesting. And let me just preface that by saying that I've been a fan of yours for a long time, and I've been following you, and I've seen all of your documentaries, and your research is tireless. And it's interesting because a lot of these guys, you sort of look behind the notes and you start to discover inconsistencies in a lot of the claims that they're making, which pretty much torpedoes the credibility of most of their substance. But with you, that's not the case. And I was always amazed to see that you always had hard data to back up your claims. And so, you know, this was tough for me because for the longest time I've been doing my own independent research, and, you know, I don't claim to be an expert in any of these fields, but just as a concerned, upstanding, tax-paying American citizen, there's just there's questions I have that I wish somebody could explain away for me. There's things that one will view and then look at the Keene Commission's official report, and it just, as I heard somebody once say, might have been you, there's holes in the story you could fly a Boeing jet through.
Oh, there certainly is. In fact, we were talking yesterday, and you said over the phone that the biggest conspiracy theory is the official story. I mean, at every point, it's a fabrication. It's a lie. Would you elaborate on that?
Well, yeah. It's like they want to just pigeonhole all of us into this group of conspiracy nutbags, when we're not really debating things that are related to UFOs bringing down the towers or Building 7 or the Pentagon, right? And so it's just, you know, it just feels like, you know, there's things in there that we're not the conspiracy theorists on this particular issue. You know, it seems to me like, you know, 19 amateurs with box cutters taking over four commercial airliners and hitting 75% of their targets, That feels like a conspiracy theory.
Well, I tell you, back in 2001, everybody admits that cell phones didn't work over 3,000 feet. How were they working at 33,000, 32,000 feet? How did Al-Qaeda make NORAD stand down? Did Al-Qaeda call Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco, as the Chronicle reported, and say, don't fly to New York? No, the White House did. Did Al-Qaeda call Salman Rushdie and say, don't fly to New York on September 11th? No, the Times of London reported that the White House did. Did Al-Qaeda run drills, CIA and Pentagon drills on the morning of 9/11 of hijacked jets hitting those exact same targets at those exact same times, and then drills the day before and drills 2 weeks before?
Yeah, the answer to that would be probably not. The more you look at stuff, especially specific incidents, specific events in or around the fateful day, it just raises a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions, and I know that a couple of years ago, it was severely unpopular to discuss any of this. But it sort of feels like, just in my research and in the people that I talk to and in and around my circles, it seems like the worm is turning. Because you start talking about this, even with conservative Republicans, and they can't really debate away some of the most obvious facts on that day.
Let me ask my radio producer a question. Did you find that clip of Dan Rather? Let me just roll this little 30-second clip, because this is what Dan Rather thought about 20 seconds after Building 7 collapsed. They backed the tape up and played it, and this is what he said live. Go ahead and roll it.
And again, what you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
All right, so there's Dan Rather, and that's what I thought that morning. That's what engineers, the heads of engineering colleges, that's what a lot of people said. Charlie, what did you think on that morning?
Well, where do we start? I was up early, actually, and we were going to do a pre-shoot on Spin City, the show I used to do. And so, gosh, I was up and I was watching the news, and the North Tower was burning. And so, you know, the world was focused on what I guess they were assuming to be pilot error, right, or some tragedy nobody could really explain. And so I saw the South Tower hit live. That famous wide shot where it disappears behind the building, and then we see the tremendous fireball, you know. And there was a feeling that it just didn't look, how do I say this, didn't look like any commercial jetliner I've flown on any time in my life. And then when the buildings came down, later on that day, I was with my brother. I was at my parents' house, and we were out on the deck. And I said, hey, call me insane, but did it sort of look like those buildings came down in a controlled demolition? And he said, well, kind of, but gosh, that's impossible if you think about what it would take for them to orchestrate that. And so as the days and the weeks went on, I was sort of told what to believe. And I was told through mainstream media and all of the talking heads about what really happened.
Now, Charlie, when the press, you know, here's your interview, if they think it's radical that you thought it looked like explosives, they better go talk to Dan Rather, then the host of CBS Nightly News. And we also have a clip of Peter Jennings saying the exact same thing twice.
So exactly.
He says it looks like bombs. So I guess they'll have to dig up poor Peter Jennings and gripe at him for thinking the same thing that you and I thought.
Of course, but what bothers me even more about all of this is that all of this stuff exists from day one. If you start looking at all of the news reporting after day one, the official story starts to find its way into our consciousness.
They start telling us the conspiracy theory. The conspiracy theorists in the government start telling us their wild-eyed conspiracies.
Exactly. Exactly. Charlie, and so we all go away from what we felt in our gut initially.
Charlie Sheen, stay right there. We've got a break. We'll be right back. Folks, strap yourselves in. All right, folks, do strap yourselves in because we are going to break. Stay with us. We'll come back and read in full 20 Minutes with the President by Charlie Sheen.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three spool Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
Looking at 20 Minutes with the President, I realize it's 16 pages. I'm going to read some key areas of it. And I'm going to go ahead specifically for the listeners, and I'm going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I want to ask you, are you going to stand with 9/11 Truth, with Charlie Sheen, with myself, who boldly is going public, asking the president to have a meeting with him? And Charlie wrote up a mock interview to publish the facts and the information of what he wants to discuss and to put into the interview two folders he gives the president that have all the evidence. That's the way we get the public to actually read it when they ignore the regular document pages. And then Charlie explains, this meeting hasn't happened yet, but I would like it to. And he's officially asking Obama to meet with him when he's out on the trail, or Charlie will fly to meet with him, or when the president's out doing things. You know, and by the way, Sheen's hung out with Clinton, hung out with Gore, been on plane trips with him, you know, way back in the day. His dad knows all these people. Later in the week, I might we might talk a little bit about Martin Sheen and if he's anywhere involved in all of this. But the point is that this is not an impossible meeting. But regardless, it's about a national debate about, are we going to let 6 of the 10 members of the commission come out and say the whole investigation of 9/11 is a fraud and then ignore that? You know, that's the big question here. And so Charlie put it in this format about meeting with the president to put out his information to then say, I want to meet with the president. That's the whole point of this. But that's only a small part. But the whole point of the letter being written that way, it's about getting everybody active, everybody in the town halls, We Are Change going to events, asking them if they're going to respond to 20 minutes with the president, if he's going to meet with Charlie Sheen, if they're going to talk about all the commission members, 6 of the 10 saying it was a fraud, members of their counsel, their lawyers saying it was a fraud, saying it was a criminal cover-up. We cannot just stand idly by and let this continue. And again, a 20-plus minute interview with Charlie Sheen tomorrow, Charlie Sheen live on air coming up, videotape interview I did as well. The next 3 days, Charlie Sheen all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I already played a short clip of one of the recorded interviews I did with him, just so we, you know, have that in the can. We've got that, but he's going to be live with us as well, and video, because Charlie knows the power of video, actually seeing him talk about all this. I'm already getting the emails and calls saying the clip we just played isn't Charlie Sheen and that I never had Charlie Sheen on the air. This is the type of disinfo. And the establishment does this. It's just like they'll deny there's a Bank of the World that's been set up or a plan to have a global carbon tax as all these governments pass them. It's a military tactic to deny, deny, deny. So no need to even respond to all that. Let's play that clip of Charlie Sheen, the new clip. Again, let's play that clip right now. The clip of Sheen. Just a minute and a half of this 20-plus minute interview I've got. We're going to air in its entirety tomorrow. And then Sheen coming up live. Here it is.
Charlie, it's great to be here with you. Appreciate you doing this interview.
Likewise, Alex. Thank you.
Why, after 3 years of silence concerning 9/11, are you now speaking up? And why have you written this public letter that you've now published?
Well, Alex, I wrote this letter for two reasons. Firstly, I wanted to create a public document specifically rooted in fact. If anybody dares question that, I would encourage those people to scrutinize it, to research it. The truth is unchanging, Alex, as we both know. The only aspect of this piece that had to be manufactured were the president's words. Everything else will withstand the critical assault I'm more than prepared to endure. And secondly, this is our first new president since 9/11, and consequently his first 9/11 anniversary in office. Enough stonewalling, enough media manipulation, enough media mantra speak. The families deserve better, Alex. America deserves better. I mean, come on. Come on, people. The 9/11 Commission report is a blatant work of manipulation, secrecy, and fiction. Come on. The time is now. Demand the truth. I personally cannot stand idly by any longer and pretend like a new investigation is just going to fall out of the heavens right into our Congress. We have to take action. We have to stand as one. We must insist that our new president deliver on his promises.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break. And you know what? I'll go ahead and take some phone calls, and I'll read some passages. Because I was thinking about reading the whole thing, and maybe I will the last 30 minutes, but because it takes about 25 minutes to read it if you don't read super fast. It's really like 25 minutes with the president. We wanted to add so much documentation in here. But that is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and a bunch of financial news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to launch an offensive against the fraud, the lie, the hoax that the official 9/11 fable is. I keep repeating this. 6 of the 10 commission members and 2 of the 5 council said it was a fraud, a lie, a criminal cover-up. There should be a criminal investigation, not just a new investigation. Obama's expanding the wars, the wiretapping, the torture, the secret police. And I'm sick of it, and so is Charlie Sheen, and I know you are. And so Charlie Sheen's going public. A bunch of other public people went public in the year or so after he went public. It energized 9/11 Truth. 9/11 Truth just kept on chugging after Obama got in. But the establishment, as I predicted, I know their mind, came back in after Bush was gone, believing that now it was depoliticized and they could kind of rewrite history and attack 9/11 Truth. They're doing it with all these new TV shows coming out. They got a couple of them have already aired this year, more airing in the next month. They are trying to attack us, but more and more evidence. Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, comes out, breaks her federal gag order. That's in his 20 minutes to the president. and says that the CIA was running Al-Qaeda and Taliban right up until the day of 9/11. That is huge bombshell news. She told the 9/11 Commission that, and they wanted to go public, were told to shut up. That's why they came out and said it was a fraud. You realize how hardcore this is? You realize how serious this is? You realize how real this is? You know, I also want to ask the listeners, what are your ideas to get 20 minutes with the president out and the article titled Charlie Sheen Requests Meeting with Obama Over 9/11 Cover-Up? That's the whole point of him going public with a meeting with the president, with a fiction meeting he wrote up, saying, I want to have a real meeting and I want to present him with this evidence and this bibliography. Please, ladies and gentlemen, I launched 9/11 Truth. The day of the attacks, I went on air and I said, we've got to expose this fraud. And all these other people that later became prominent 9/11 folks got mad at me, attacked me, I remember. But it's my job to hit the barbed wire. We talked about it 2 months before it happened. But when the event took place, we came out, we exposed it. I took the heat. And I lost about 70% of the radio stations I was on at the time. That was kind of at the end of the Bill Clinton days, and I just started to bash Bush. Before I was depoliticizing and just saying he was a puppet. But, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I'd stand up, oh, I'd tell the truth. Well, I'm somebody that did and lost 7 out of 10 stations I was on. Over the years, I built back up more stations and got bigger than I even was at the time. But I've taken a lot of hits for this because the truth's all that matters. Charlie Sheen's somebody who gets $500,000 an episode and two or three times that on syndication with all these 7, 8 years of his show. What is it, in the 8th year now? Re-airing everywhere. He's got a lot at stake here. He's got a lot of courage. And we've got to stand with him in what he's done against the COINTELPRO, against the disinfo, against the spins, against everybody. And I want to put a challenge out to people. Even if you don't like me personally, for whatever slights over the years or people in our community, at least stand behind Charlie Sheen and 9/11 Truth and realize how important this is to everybody, because we have no future if we don't turn the corner on this. Now, I want to go to Donna, Mike, Chris, John, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. What are your ideas of ways to get 9/11 Truth out? What are your ideas of making it a big political issue and making it an issue? We have that power now to go into the town halls, to go into the city councils, to go into talk radio, to call in, to make websites. And this is the best 16 pages of material I've seen with the 20 bullet points in here. In fact, let me just read the 20. Well, you know what? I'll read the 20 bullet points after I take some calls and cover some economic news. We'll do this at 8 after start of the next hour. I'm not a newsreader. I don't like reading long things on here. I'm kind of looking at it like a big garage I've got to clean out or something. You know, your garage is full of junk over 5 years. I'm like, God, to read this on air. But I'm going to cover it because it's key info. The point is I can half-ass read it. I want to focus and read it good, which I'm capable of, but it takes a lot of energy for me to do that. So that's coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to John Disagrees. So I'll go to the head of the line with him, but I'm going to try to be quick with the caller. So have your point ready. John, I don't know what you're calling about, but you disagree about something. Go ahead.
Yes, I've always agreed, and you know that I do, that you've been on the cutting edge of exposing the 9/11 inside job, and I totally support Charlie Sheen. But I really can't recommend your program anymore. I try to find others who bring up the same things you do, but like globalresearch.ca.
Listen. I link to their stories. We have them on. They're nice folks. But I'm not going to have you come on and say I'm a piece of crap and then recommend a bunch of other stuff. I understand. You called before. You're a communist. And you don't like it that I badmouth Van Jones, who, quote, wants a total redistribution of wealth. That means absolute death pits. That means absolute commissars in black uniforms and people in work brigades. And let me guess, that's what you're upset about?
It's not what I'm upset about. I'm upset about the fact that you're joining with the neocons, and many of the guests you have on, you're joining with those who are opposing the world order, the IMF, the kinds of things that John Perkins is talking about, the people who are even on your side in exposing the inside job of 9/11, like another person who is on the COINTELPRO list even more than you are, Chavez of Venezuela, who has been attacked by the military-industrial CI complex, kidnapped, almost assassinated until millions of people rose up. So I'm just saying that you've got your feet in two camps. And if
I appreciate your call. Yeah, this show isn't like a religious cult where everything is circumscript and, you know, I wash my hands this way and I chant everything just right. I have John Perkins on, who I agree with a lot, but I disagree with him a lot. I tell him on air I disagree with him. And I have people like Jerome Corsi on, Dr. Corsi, and I agree with him on some things and I argue with him on others. It's a four-hour radio show. I mean, I link to mainstream news all the time that I disagree with. From the phony left, the phony right, all points in between. And people always comment under the link, oh, look, he's got a Republican link. He's got a Democrat link. Oh, look, he's linked to Chavez's speech. He's a communist. He's linked to something Glenn Beck said. He supports Glenn Beck. And it's all straw man. Okay? I put out my info. You do what you want with it, John. Okay? I mean, it's crazy. We're not left. We're not right. We're for decentralization. We're for true liberty. We're for freedom. And I supported Chavez early on, defeating the North American Union's expansion into the South American, Central American free trade area, the Americas. But now he is arresting people. He is shutting down media. It's so childlike, John. I think the globalists running our country are bad. And then I think the socialists and communists are bad. I think government, big government's always bad. History shows that. Liberty and freedom is incredibly rare. Tyranny is incredibly popular. And I was talking about Oliver Stone coming out and making a worship fest about Hugo Chavez. But then, and I opposed the coup against Chavez. He's democratically elected. Though he's trying to stand for life now. He's turning into Fidel Castro. I don't support Fidel Castro. Does that mean I support the right-wingers that are against him? No! See, I don't put these people up on pedestals. And so if I say I agree with them on this but not on that, I think Chavez is going in a bad direction, that's what I'm saying. I'm not in your left-right system. Now, I use the term left-right sometimes just to communicate because we're on all these AM and FM stations across the country. And people tuning in, you know, here's an example. Every time I talk about pirate radio, I get scores of emails and calls going, you bastard son of a bitch. You are calling it pirate. It's not pirate. We under the First Amendment should be allowed to have micro FMs if we're not interfering. Yes, I pioneered back in the late 90s saying put them up nationwide. I support them. But when you get up and call them micros, 95% of people don't know what you're talking about. It's like if you're in Russia talking to Russian speakers, you don't speak Chinese to them or Japanese or English. You speak Russian. So all this straw man, mental illness, compartmentalization, you know, really gets to me. It's like I say, if you're going to get involved in militias, look out. The feds are in there historically trying to provocateur you. I'm warning people. I'm saying we're all in the militia, 18 to 45. It's good. I support it. I broke the Mayak report in the DHS. I get these guys sending me threatening emails. You son of a, you know what, son of a donkey, you don't support the militias because I don't support people calling themselves the president of the Republic of Texas standing out front their trailer. And I'm not bashing somebody in a trailer. The point is that, I don't know, and it doesn't mean I'm perfect either. It's just I'm sick of everybody saying what I am or misrepresenting what we are or what we do. And I guess just people get in these ruts and they can't get out of them. But, yeah, I don't like communists, buddy. And I happen to know that the bankers funded it on record. You called in and denied that. I happen to know there's a lot of big banks in Central and South America manipulating a fake leftist revolution. I've talked to a lot of big media people down in Latin America. Just talked to one in Ecuador last week, the equivalent of their 60 Minutes. They taped an interview, and they said, oh, yes, we understand. I used to be a leftist, but now we understand that they control both the left and the right. And that this is and you notice now Perkins, who is this big economic hitman, he's now the left and wants the global carbon tax. See, and I think Perkins, who we've met with and interviewed for the film, I think he really believes it. I'm not that smart. How do I get the different systems and the manipulations and other people don't? How do I understand PR but other people don't? How do I understand? I mean, I don't understand it. Look, I spent enough time with you, John. I'm not trying to fight with you, but just for God's sakes, you know, heaven's sakes. Donna in New Hampshire, you're on the air, Donna.
Hi, Alex. If there was anybody more fair and balanced, it would be you. I totally disagree with John. I have been a listener for you for over 10 years. What I wanted to say is I think this letter that Charlie Sheen wrote is spot on. I think it's great publicity. People should put letters to the editors out in all their publications and all their magazines and newspapers around the country. And I plan on being down in New York on 9/11, and I will be out there protesting with one of my Alex Jones T-shirts.
Well, awesome. And again, Charlie's saying, okay, I went public to get more people to go public, and a lot of folks through his courage did. He's saying, I'm going public even bigger now. You know, he's going on my show repeatedly, live this week, video. He's going to do media, not just my show. And he's kind of taking my advice on what I think he should do and shouldn't do, so people can send us emails at sheen@infowars.com of your media. But I've got the national media calling me saying, is this really Charlie Sheen's letter? Did he really write this? Yes, Charlie Sheen's been on the show before. You just heard him. So I keep playing the clip, the short clip. The bigger clips are coming up tomorrow and the live stuff. And this is real. And Charlie's asking people to go out and to get politically active. And he wants the media and press conferences to ask Obama about his letter. That's why it's done in that context. This is the meeting he wants to have. He wants to make this about Obama facing this. So this was a way to publicly face him in a simulation of the meeting. Do you understand?
I understand perfectly. And the other thing is, too, that even reading this letter, I have been, right on board with 9/11 was an inside job. And he brought some things to my attention that I did even research myself, was of the 10 9/11 commission have come out publicly. So he is bringing even more information. You can tell he has definitely did the research himself. Nobody is spoon-feeding Charlie Sheen. And that
No, Charlie did 90% of the work. I mean, I would sit there on his back porch with him for like 10 hours, then we'd go inside. When it got dark, we'd just with the laptops out researching and he did 90% of the letter, and then the rest putting it all together and presenting it, we do a perfect job, but no. I mean, Charlie Sheen is just such a focused, passionate, serious, professional humanitarian. I mean, he doesn't do this. Probably don't want me to tell this story, but when Charlie drives to work, there's this big, long, giant hill, like a mile and a half, that all the help for the gated community he lives in come up to. And the bus stops down the hill, and these people walk up. And Charlie and his dad, and when he comes to the house, they stop almost every day and give people rides up and down the hill. And the media never knew that. I mean, that's what's so sick about this is he's so private, so quiet. He doesn't want accolades. He doesn't want praise for this. He knows they blew up the towers. He's freaked out by it. He can't go to sleep over it. How do you know that 6 of the 10 commission did, you're saying it's a fraud, and the media is acting like you got three heads if you talk about it. I mean, the Sheens are real people, and they're not the image and the distorted view that the media, puts out as purely leftist or purely right wing. And they've gone through a process too, a lot of it from my films and material. And it's happening to other people, and there's a revolution of ideas. And Charlie's like Galileo saying the earth is not the center of the universe. You know, because he's prominent, he has a lot to lose, and it's just beautiful. And I hope people understand the magnitude of the courage that we're seeing here.
And I just wanted to also wish his birthday's on the same day as my father's on September 3rd, and I also wanted to wish him a happy birthday. And, great work job that you both have done, and I'm so proud of both of you. And you guys inspire us, and that's one of the reasons why I am going down to New York on September 11th, because we need a big outcry. We need more people. This has been kind of, dusted under the rug. The 9/11 first responders, I mean, have been completely and utterly put on the back burner.
And We Are Change has been fighting and trying to get the bills passed to just get a medical care. I appreciate your call. Great points. And then the establishment that committed these atrocities, they sit there and pose like, oh, it's for the firemen and police and military, when they're blocking basic health care because they knew from day one the dust was going to kill them. And now, what is it, 4,000 first responders plus have died? All the police dogs have died as of years ago of all these weird cancers. All Mount Sinai's and all these other big facilities in California and New York have done the scans of their lungs. You can, in fact, Google that. CT scans prove WTC workers have deadly dust. And we can pull up the headlines. But the point is, that the EPA was ordered to cover that up. But here's another example. I was telling people months ago, well, years ago, I said, go to city council, go to congressmen's public meetings, go to these town halls, go, take over the events, bring up real issues. And the media a couple months ago said, oh, it's all fake. Republicans are financing this against the socialist health care. It's eugenics health care, not even socialist. All this is happening. And they just went on and on and on and on, saying it wasn't real. And later they had to admit, okay, it's real. Okay, you're not AstroTurf. Okay, you're not Nazis. Okay, our union people have been ordered to beat you up. And the White House is ordering people to snitch and spy. And think about this. Obama comes out 2 weeks ago and says, we're going to ask your kids to work for us and to help us. And Al Gore is out telling kids, don't believe your parents about man-made global warming. They're wrong. It's real. Your parents are wrong. That was all in the teaching materials. They had to take that out. So then he gives this milquetoast speech and says, oh, much ado about nothing. I just said stay out in school and off drugs. See how they do these psyops, these bait and switches? And they just do it right out in front of everybody. But it still doesn't matter. People see right through that. People see right through the fact that it does get rid of your own insurance. It does take control of the doctors. We've read the subsections. It does have the eugenics, bioethics panels that decide when you can live and when you can die. It's all in there. It's all real. Mike, Chris, and many others, your calls are coming up. 1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls. Some financial news coming up next. It just makes my head spin. Everything's happening at once. These are the times that try men's soul. History is taking place right now on so many fronts. Be active. Be involved. You can change history right now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Want to give a shout out to Charlie Sheen. Just text messaged me. He's listening to the show and listening to the folks that are calling him. We'll take more of your calls, your comments on his courage and what he's doing coming up. Again, we have a completely new interview. Earlier, I aired a few minutes of 2006. We aired a little clip of his new comments. I'm getting a lot of requests and calls and emails to re-air it as people continue to tune in. So I'll play that again coming up next hour, just that minute clip of Charlie commenting on his letter to the president. But right now, I want to just bring Ted Anderson up because we can't ignore what's going on here. UN panel calls for dollar reserve role to be eliminated, the end of the dollar, the devaluation. Mainstream media is reporting that they believe, the London Telegraph, top economists believe there may be a complete dollar devaluation, just like what happened in Argentina a few years ago. This is what we've been saying they're planning to do. But the headline is, Barack Obama accused of making depression mistakes. None of this is a mistake. Barack Obama hasn't done this. He's just a puppet front man. You had total unison of policy from Bush to Obama. And before that, Clinton is the one that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act to allow this to happen. The banks gave themselves unlimited money on your dime. Ted Anderson, gold went to, what, $1,008 today. And I just wanted to briefly have you up here. We've been saying it was going to go above $1,000. All the evidence showed. Because, what, you still got some gold you bought at the 840, I mean at the 940 range, 60-something dollars under what it's trading under right now. I wanted to give people an opportunity to call Midas Resources.
Yeah, I would say it would be a good time. Obviously, where this first started was over in the Far East. China wants to get out of the dollar in the worst way. And it was happening while we were sleeping. Gold went up over $1,000 an ounce. London was trying to sell to suppress it down, but they lost that battle. And now here, right now, at this particular moment, even with all the selling pressure that's occurring here in the United States, the best they can do is 998.20, and gold has already gone to 1,008.90. Silver, almost $17 an ounce now, 1,680 at a high today, right now currently 1,646. So, yeah, definitely a lot of pressure on gold and silver. Alex, here's what I've been that's what's been occurring here as a dealer. I've been trying to stock up on these British sovereigns and francs. And the British sovereigns, I mean, I tell you, I was having a hard time getting any supply at all. It's just like a replay of what happened a year ago or a year and a half ago when gold did this. I couldn't get enough supply. There wasn't anything to sell. I was lucky to find a bag of junk silver to offer to my customers, you know. And this stuff is usually available all the time. And that is occurring right now, again, as we speak. So if you're looking at getting into gold and silver, now is the time to do it. I do have in my stock currently francs at 223. I'm sorry, 233 right now. I have British sovereigns currently right now in my stock at 288. That walking Liberty half, Alex, that is at $8.69, far and beyond the best buy that I have in my entire inventory, because that reflects silver prices down towards $11 an ounce. Lakota Nation rounds right now are trading at 22.30. So just to give you some examples, we do have some other things too. We just don't have enough time to talk about everything. But right now, with the pressure going downward, I mean, the support level in the marketplace was 9.45. It didn't break through that. Going up over 1,000, it wouldn't surprise me if we start seeing that level that Bloomberg is talking about, which is running between.
Let me be clear, Ted. How high did gold go today?
Gold went to 1,008.50 already at this point. So I
just
mean,
amazing. And the gold and silver you're selling, you bought at what level? Is it
945? 945 is exactly where I picked that stuff up and where it's
priced. And so you're selling people at the market price of 945. When the market was at 945, that's the price it was factored in the market. When it's now above 1,000, 1-800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now. They will be there until midnight tonight, 800-686-2237. Folks, get involved in gold now. You heard Teddy said he's running out of supply and having trouble getting more, 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.